Last time we gave an introduction to Hilchos Challah, and we spoke about the fact that Challah nowadays is only Chayev Midrabanan, even in Eretz Yisrael. Really, in Eretz Yisrael, it's supposed to be Doraisa, as it was during the first Beis HaMikdash, and in Chutz La'aretz, it's Derabanan. But now, even in Eretz Yisrael, we said that it is Derabanan. Okay, so let's go back to time to the first Beis HaMikdash. So we said in Shin Chav Beis Gimel, we said that Challah in Chutz La'aretz, even during first Beis HaMikdash, is only Midrabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch told us in Shin Chav Beis Gimel, which we did last time, Kidei Shlo Tishtakach Toras Challah Miyisrael. The Chachamim instituted Challah in Chutz La'aretz so that we will not forget about the mitzvah of Challah, and when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, we will be familiar with mitzvahs Challah. So it doesn't really answer the question, and we mentioned last time, well, we don't find that by Shumas and Isis. My apple tree in Queens, I don't separate Shumas and Isis. Why aren't we afraid that when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, you'll forget about Shumas and Isis? Why is Challah different than all the other mitzvahs of Tzuyos Ba'aretz that only apply in Eretz Yisrael and don't apply in Chutz La'aretz at all? So as it turns out, the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, there the Mishnah discusses mitzvahs of Tzuyos Ba'aretz, and there there's a Tosus Dibar Maskel. Kol, he asked this question, and he wants to say that Shumas Maisus is very much dependent on my land, my fruit. It's very land focused, and therefore it's limited to Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal did not extend that to Chutz La'aretz. We are going to learn that the mitzvah of Afrashas Challah only applies and only begins when I mix the water and the flour and turn it into a dough. So it's more of something that's in my hands. It's not just taking an apple off the tree and now let's separate Shumas and Isis. There's a process that involves a human activity that creates the chiyuv. And therefore, Tosa says, it is similar to a chobas haguf. It's similar to a mitzvah that is really dependent on the individual, as opposed to a mitzvah that's dependent on the land. And therefore, Chachamim saw this mitzvah, dafka, this mitzvah, to extend to Chutz La'aretz. Now, how that fits into the Shulchan Aruch's reason of, so that you don't forget about Challah, I have to think about it a little bit more. But here, the Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't forget about Challah. That doesn't answer the question. That sort of answers why they extended it to Chutz La'aretz, but it doesn't explain everything else that was not extended to Chutz La'aretz, and that's what Tosus is coming to answer. Okay. Now, there is an opinion, we don't hold like this. Last time I presented that, everyone holds that nowadays, Challah in Eretz Yisrael is only Derabbanan. So the Rambam holds that way, the Ravid holds that way. That is for sure the halacha. But there is such an opinion out there. It's mentioned at the end of the tour in our Simin. And there's, I don't know, one or two Rishonim Acharonim. There is such an opinion that it's Doraisa even nowadays, but that's not what is accepted lahalacha. And we said the reason that it's not Minat Torah nowadays in Eretz Yisrael because of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bivo Achem. When you come to the land, I will take you. So then you have to, and you come to eat bread, you have to separate Challah. So Chazal learned two drushes from this Boachem, which are both very significant. Now, it's interesting because the Rambam here complicates things because he says something that's very hard to fit into what it says in the Pasuk and what it says in Chazal. The two drushes that we learn, one is in Rashi, and that is that, first of all, the word Boachem, Rashi points out, the word Boachem is a very strange term. It usually says Ki Tavo, Ki Savo. It doesn't say Bivoachem. This is supposed to be the only place that says Bivoachem. And therefore, this Boachem coming into the land of Israel, this mitzvah is different than all the others. And what's the difference? So there seem to be two differences. One difference, which is pointed out by Rashi, is the other mitzvahs, Trumas and Maestras, it seems, other mitzvahs, they were not chayiv until there were 7 years of conquering by Yeshua ben Nun. They came into the land of Israel. 7 years of conquering and 7 years of giving out the land. And that finished off the Eretz Yisrael has its inherent Kedusha because it's Hashem's special land. But the mitzvahs, Hatzuyos Baretz, the mitzvahs that are dependent on the land, did not become obligatory, and the full Kedusha Ta'aretz only happened after the land was conquered and divided up. Seemingly with one exception. And that one exception is supposed to be Challah. Here it says Bavoachem, it's a different term. It means as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, they're Chayiv and Challah. Seemingly they're not Chayiv in any other mitzvahs of Tzuyos Baretz until after the 14 years. But Challah is different. That's one thing we learn from this Bavoachem.
7 years of conquering and what's the next?
7 years of conquering and 7 years of dividing it up amongst the tribes. The other thing we learned from this Boachem is that you need Bias Kulchem and not Bias Everywhere. You have to come. The mitzvah of Challah is when all of Klal Yisrael, or the Ritva and Shabbos Chav Hei points out, when most of Klal Yisrael are coming into Eretz Yisrael. That's what creates the Chiyuv. When Yeshua Ben Nun came in, he came and he conquered the land, and he came in with the entire Jewish nation. Now, that's what we call it. It's very deep and very complicated and keeps going. We're trying to simplify things and explain things in a way that we can understand. That original Kedusha is called Kedusha Rishona. And there's a whole discussion of the Gemara. If that Kedusha Rishona, if Yeshua Kitcha lasted Lava or not. Did that Kedusha disappear? Did that Kedusha not disappear? So the Rambam holds that Kedusha, it came through conquering. When Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar came and he conquered Eretz Yisrael, he undid the conquering of Yeshua ben Nun. He destroyed the first base of Mikdash. He sent the Jews into Golos. That Kedusha was shown in Kitcha the Shaisa. It was a temporary Kedusha, but it did not extend after the destruction. So it was became some of the Kedusha that relates to the mitzvos, Hatzulias Ba'aretz, came about through the conquering of Yeshua ben Nun, and then it was undone when Nebuchadnezzar unconquered, when Nebuchadnezzar conquered Eretz Yisrael, which undid Yeshua's conquering, and then those mitzvos were no longer applicable min HaTorah. 70 years later, Ezra's coming back from Golas, from Babel, and we have Kedusha Shnia. They come to take over Eretz Yisrael again and build the second base of Mikdash. So this is not called Kibush, conquering, it's called the Chazakah. Okay, there's different terms that are used, and he sanctified the land through something called Chazakah. But most of the Jews stayed in Golos; they did not come back with him. Whatever the numbers are, but the majority of the Jews did not come with him. Perhaps the overwhelming majority didn't come with him. So when he came into Eretz Yisrael and he did Chazakah on Eretz Yisrael, he built the second base of Mikdash. It was lacking something because we didn't have, like we have here in our pasuk, we didn't have bias kulchem. We didn't have all the Jews or even most of the Jews coming into Eretz Yisrael, and that creates a problem. And therefore, the mitzvah, let's say, of afrashas challah, here it says b'voachem, you need bias kulchem. It needs to come about coming into Eretz Yisrael with most of Klal Yisrael. Most of Klal Yisrael did not come in with Ezra. And therefore, challah from the time of the second Beis HaMikdash remained dirabana. That's what we saw in Shincha Beis last time. And only Miheri Yibana HaMikdash, Mashiach will come with all the Jews, and then everything will come back to being the Oraisa. Now, the question is, what about Trumos and Maishus? So, the Rambam wants to say that everything that we just said about Challah also applies to Trumas and Maisus. It says, this is what it says in the Rambam. Some say it's a mistake. It says in the Rambam, Ki Savo'u, when you come into the land of Israel. Oh, and that means that you need everyone to come in. Now, it's interesting that he says that. We say it by Challah, and the Rambam extends that now to Trumas and Maisus. For it to be Chayim in a Torah, you need to come into Eretz Yisrael, and you need all of Klal Yisrael to come into Eretz Yisrael as well. The Ravid says, Rambam, I don't know what you're talking about. This Bovoachem, Bias Kuchem, this concept that you need all of Klal Yisrael to create the Chiyuv, that's by Challah. That's not by Trumas and Maisus. Rambam, I don't know what you are talking about. So that's a big machlokes. Rambam Ravid, is Trumas and Maisus have the same status as Challah or not? When the Torah brings this down, He says, like the Raivin, Truma Semaisis, which is the simple understanding. It said, B'vo'achem, one place only, over here by Chala, only relates to Chala, and Truma Semaisis does not need Bias Kulchem, and when Ezra took over the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, he sanctified it, so then there was a Chiyav of Truma Semaisis Min HaTorah. Now, the Torah goes on to say, what happened by the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? So he brings in a machlokas. You could say, by the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, just like by the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha for the mitzvahs disappeared, so too by the destruction of the second Beis. So during the second Beis HaMikdash, according to the Raivin and the Torah, Trumas HaMaisis was Chayav Min HaTorah. After the destruction, it downgraded to a Derabanan because it lost its status. Or he brings down an opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak that says, no, it's still Doraisa. The second Kedusha extends, but it started without most of Chaisa. That does not matter. That's not relevant. So let's look. Now, Hilchas Chala goes from Siman Shin Chabez to Siman Shin Lamed. Shin Lamed Aleph, the one after, is Trumas HaMaisis. Now, we're not going to do Shin Lamed Aleph, the whole thing. It's 146 Se'ifim on Trumas HaMaisis. We're not going to do that. But because Chala is a type of Truma, and there's lots of parallels, so I want to go a little bit, not to drive everyone crazy, but a little bit back and forth, so that we can see the similarities and the differences between Truma and Chala. So let's look at Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Beis. Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Beis says as follows: Bizman Hazeh, Afilu B'Mokam Shechziku Bo Ole Bavel. Even the places that were conquered by Ole Bavel, those who came up from the exile of Bavel with Ezra, Vafilu Bimei Ezra, Ein Chiyav Trumas HaMaisis Min HaTorah Ela Midivrayim. The obligation of Trumas HaMaisis is not the Araisa; it's only Midrabanan. It's only Midrabanan. This is like the Rambam. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Savo'u, when you will come, Umashma Bias Kulchem. So this is the difficult Rambam. Because, first of all, by Chala it says, Bevoachem, and we learn now Bias Kulchem. By Trumas HaMaisis, it does not say, Ki Savo'u. Okay, so that's a discussion we'll see in a minute. But the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam, Ki Savo'u, Umasha Bias Kulchem, everyone needs to come, below Bias Miksasan, Kmo Shaisa B'mei Ezra. It's not enough to come up with 10% of the Jewish people, 10%, 20%, 30%. You need to come with more than 50% of the Jewish people. And therefore everything remains Derabanan. Now, in my fancy Friedman edition, by the word Shinemar, I have a little gimel that sends me to the notes. And there they discuss what is the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam talking about. So, one, they give two possibilities. One comes from the Reb Chaim Brisker, which we mentioned last time, and hopefully we'll talk about it again in a little bit. And that is, by Shemitah and Yovel, it uses the term of Ki Savo'u. So this is a reference, and this is what Rashi says in Ksuvis and Gedav Chafei, Rashi Dibur Maskel Velo. Ki Savo'u here is referring to Shemitah and Yovel. What does Shemitah and Yovel have to do with Trumas HaMaisis? Well, we know that at least Maisis are based on a Shemitah cycle. Year 1 and 2 is Maisis Sheni. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Year 3 and 6 is not Maisis Sheni, but rather Maisis Ani. So the 7-year Shemitah cycle directly affects the Maisros. Maisis and Trumas seem to go together. So that's one possibility that Ki Savo'u, which it doesn't say at all by Trumas HaMaisis, it says it by Shemitah and Yovel. And since Trumas HaMaisis is dependent on Shemitah, that's what it means to be Ki Savo'u. And when it says B'vo'achem, you need Bias Kulchem, it's not only this term, but it's also Ki Savo'u. So it applies over here. The other possibility that they bring down in this footnote from the Chazon Ish is that it says the word Truma by Chala at least half a dozen times. Tarimu Truma Lashem. Tarimu Truma. Kitrumas Goren. Kain Tarimu. So Chala is clearly a type of Truma. So if Chala is a type of Truma, so whatever you say by Chala, it makes sense to say by Truma. That is another way of understanding the Rambam. So there's two ways of understanding the Rambam, why he says whatever we say by challah, he says by chumas and maisus. And the Rambam says, no, it's special by challah, it's nothing to do with chumas, nothing to do with maisus, and it's a different set of rules. And that's what the Rambam is going to say right now. Look at the Rambam, Haggah. The Yesh Chokin, they're those that disagree with this opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Usfirlu dechayav in achshav ve'eretz yisrael b'chumas ha'maisus midaraisa. And they say that we're chayav nowadays in chumas ha'maisus min ha'torah. Why? Because you don't need bias kuchem. That's by challah. Challah is special. Chumas ha'maisus, you don't need bias kuchem. You have the second, they came in the times of Ezra. They didn't have the whole Jewish people. Makes no difference. He re-sanctified the land, built the second base on Mikdash, and that Kedusha extends until today, and Yechai ben Shumas and Maizis Minat Torah.
So that's
the
Ramah, that means that we...
Yeah, but we didn't do the last four words. Then concludes the Ramah, Ah, lo nagu kein. But that's not our minog. Our minog is like the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, even though we have to work very hard with our thumbs to figure out how it fits into the whole sugya, but even the Ramah, who disagrees with the Machaber, agrees that the minig is not like the Ravid, which he thinks it should be. The minig is like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Okay. Now, there's another question that we had last time, and that was as follows. What happens, let's talk about Challah. You can say also Chumas Amaisis, according to the Rambam and according to the bottom line of the Machaber and the Ramah. But according, let's say challah, you need bias kuchem. So we didn't have bias kuchem. So it's only chayiv midrabanan now. Right? What came out of this, what we learned, is shin chav beis, shin lamin aleph, beis, chumas and maisis nowadays is midrabanan, challah is midrabanan. Why? Because we did not have bias kuchem. We did not have all the Jews living in the land of Israel. What happens, which is happening right now in front of our very eyes, miraculously, where most of the Jewish people are coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Is that going to change this halacha? We did not have Bias Kuchem during the times of Ezra. We did not have Bias Kuchem in 1948, in 1967. But in 2024, we are approaching Bias Kuchem. We are approaching the point, if we're not over that threshold, it's very hard to know exactly who's a Jew, halachically, and how to count the Jews, but okay. But soon enough, it'll be very clear that most of the Jewish people are back in Eretz Yisrael. Will that change the status of these halachas and turn them into a d'oraisa or not? Now, we have another concept that relates to this, which is by Yovel, where the pasuk says, Yovel, all the slaves go free. And the pasuk says, Thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land. The liberty bell. Ukrasem dror ba'aretz l'kol yoshveha. The Gemara in Erech and Mamet Bey says, Bizman shekol yoshveha aleha. Yovel is only relevant when all or most of the Jews are living in Eretz Yisrael. So now Reb Chaim Brisker points out, there's a difference between bias kulchem and kol yoshveha aleha. Bias kuchem goes by the bia. When they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, they need to come in with most of the Jewish people. It goes by the time coming in. If you didn't come in with Ezra, you lost your chance. The fact that in 2024, 25, 28, 29, most of the Jews are going to trickle into Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't change anything. Because it goes by the bia when you came into Eretz Yisrael. When you came into Eretz Yisrael during the times of Ezra, we didn't have the majority of the Jews. It's not going to change the halacha at all. He has a whole discussion about Yovel, because Yovel might require both. But the concept of Zman Shekol Yoshveh Aleha, we look at every individual year right now. Do you have most of the Jews or not? But that's not what it says by Challah. And if we extend the Challah to Chumas HaMaisis, that's not what it says by Chumas HaMaisis. That's what it says by Yovel, and Reb Chaim is in Shemitah of Yovel, Yud Beis Tazayin. He has a whole discussion, very lengthy, complicated discussion about Shemitah and Yovel. So there is room to say, like we just said, which is what Reb Chaim seems to say, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch says in our mitzvah. Mitzvah Shin Pei Hei, letter Gimel, Sifkot and Gimel, says the Minchas Chinuch, it goes by the Bia. So therefore it's like this. By the first base of Mikdash, Yoshua ben Nun went into Eretz Yisrael. He conquered Eretz Yisrael, he gave it to Kedusha. He came in with the entire Jewish people. If a bunch trickle out, even if most of them trickle out, it still remains Daraisa. Challah remains daraisa because it was sanctified. The chi of challah set in with most of the Jewish people, and then the Minchas Chinuch would say the flip side. So even if most leave because they came in together, it's going to remain daraisa. The flip side is when Ezra came in, they didn't come in with him. So it's derabanan. The fact that the rest of the Jewish people are tricking in over the next 2,500 years, that doesn't change anything. We go by Bias Kulchem. Only when Mashiach comes in, there's going to be a third, you know, Bia, the Jewish people, into Eretz Yisrael, then it will be sanctified. So that's one approach. That's basically the standard approach, that nowadays it will remain derabanan. There's another way to look at it and say that it will change. There's a whole discussion in the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin, in Sif Beis, in the Biurim, Dibur Maschil, Ein. So that's a review of Shin Chav Beis, Beis and Gimel, and Shin Lamed Aleph Beis.